Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Challah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. And today's Mishnah is being learned Leilu Nishmas, Maris Miriam, Sarah Bas, Rabbi Yaakov, Moshe, Her Neshama, Shadav, and Eliyahu, and Meschos, Rachel Bas, Vera Gittel, and Daniel Eliezer, Ben Zpari, Rachel, they should be gebenched with Zerah Shakayama, Bekarv Mamesh. Now Mishnah Gimel continues discussing when we can have tziruf of two different doughs, which means when we can combine two different doughs. Each one individually is not Chayv and Challah, but together they're going to be Chayv and Challah. So Mishnah Gimel tells us, Shnei Kavin, we have two Kavin, which means a dough on the right-hand side, which is the size of a kav, it's not chayv and challah, and a dough on the left, which is also the size of a kav, that's also not chayv and challah. But the kav oir is a kav truma be'emtza. There's another dough the size of a kav, but which is made out of either rice or it's truma grain, and that's right in the middle, connecting these two doughs on the outside. In such a case, the Mishnah says, Einon mitstarfin. These two doughs on the outside are not combined. They're not mitstarf together to be considered the shir challah. That's because the dough which is in the middle, which is trying to connect the two, isn't something which even could be chayv and challah. We know that truma is not chayv and challah, and we know that rice dough isn't chayv and challah either. However, let's say davar shenitel chalase be'emtza. The dough which is right in the middle of these two is something which already had challah taken off of it. So it's a regular chulin wheat dough. It's not truma, and it's not rice. And the only thing unique about it is that it already had challah taken off of it, and that's what's in the middle of these two doughs. Mitstarfin, this dough in the middle, does combine the two outer doughs. Why is that? Shekvar nischayv b'challah. Because it was already chayv in challah. It already went through the stage where it's chayv in challah. Yes, even though the challah was taken off of it and the two outer doughs didn't have challah taken off of them, that doesn't really make so much of a difference. The fact is that this dough in the middle is in the category of something which could be chayv in challah and was chayv in challah, so therefore it's able to combine the two doughs on the outside. Moving on to Mishnah Dalet, continuing to talk about siruf, this idea of when we can combine two doughs to be mechayv them in challah. And the Mishnah begins with talking about a halacha regarding chadash and yashan. Now we've already had this discussion when it came to truma. We know that one is not allowed to take truma from chadash onto yashan or yashan onto chadash, which means we're not allowed to take truma from a pile of new produce onto a pile from old produce, which means last year's produce, and vice versa. No taking truma from a pile of last year's produce onto something which is new, which is this year's produce. And the same thing goes with challah. Mishnah Dalet tells us, kav chadash v'kav yashan shenashchu zeh bazeh. We have two doughs, each of them are the size of a kav, they're not chayv and challah individually, and one of them is chadash, one of them is new grain from this year, and one of them is yashan, old grain from last year. And these two doughs are touching each other. Nashchu zeh bazeh, we've already had this previously, that means that they're biting each other, they're touching each other. So Rabbi Shmuel has a simple solution. He says, yitol mina emtza, just take challah from the middle, which means he's taking a little bit of the chadash, a little bit of the yashan, and now he's taking challah off of these two doughs. Where's the Chum Isrim? The Chum Aser this. And the reason why the Chum say that we shouldn't do this is because they're afraid that someone's going to see him taking challah off of these doughs, and that fellow's going to think, oh, you're allowed to take from chadash onto yashan or from yashan onto chadash. Now, in truth, he's not really doing that. He's taking a little piece of chadash and a little piece of yashan. But the fellow who's watching him do that doesn't know that, and that fellow might go home and then take challah off from chadash onto yashan or from yashan onto chadash. And because the Chum are afraid that this is going to happen, they say, no doing this thing that Rabbi Shmuel says you can do. And now we're going to bring up Machlokes, which is going to carry on to the next Mishnah as well. Hanoitel Chala min hakav. Let's say someone took Chala off of a dough, which is a kav. And now, of course, we already know that a dough which is the size of a kav is not chayv and Chala. But this fellow went and he took Chala off of this dough. Rabbi Kiva says, Chala, it is considered Chala, which means he has to take it, he's got to give it to a Kayin, a non-Kayin is not allowed to eat it, and this is obviously a Chumran, Rabbi Kiva, because really this dough isn't Chayv and Chala. But still, Rabbi Kiva says that this bit that he took off is considered challah, and he has to treat it as challah. Whereas the Chum argue, and they say, ain't a challah, it's not considered challah, since the dough doesn't have enough flour in it for it to be chayv and challah, this bit that he took off the dough isn't considered challah. Now we're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hay, continuing to discuss this machlokes, and on to Mishnah Vav with another topic. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.